when a person is sick or the family runs out of food, which we can, like, I remember the guy I used to like to help him, he was crippled. And I don't know if I should say crippled like that. When he gets sick, you know, we used to help him and get wood down for him. And one thing I used to like is he used to give us box of raisins.
Oh.
Then, you know, I'd be happy. But that doesn't mean, you know, each time we help him, he's got to give us something, you know, in return. We didn't ask for anything. We just, that's how I was raised.
Did you, how old was it when you were helping your mom and dad, was it, to do things around their home, around the house? Can you remember early on?
I remember when I was around 9, I think, or 10 years old. I remember helping him with the garden. I remember helping him, helping mom there with the fish and make dry fish, you know, and pack them up from the lagoon after she cuts them and hang them and get them into the smokehouse and hang the bones up to the trees there, so-called adonks in our language.
We
used to go after wood and we had these small cook stoves here, then they had to use small pieces of wood, you know, and then either take care of that or plus the other things like that. We used to keep ourselves busy all day long, you know, and nobody knew what stress was, you know, and we didn't know what to, but now a lot of these young people, they use that excuse, you know, stress and stress, and I don't want to, you know. Morning comes up, we get up and we're on our way sometimes. Real early in the morning, we could head up to the lakes there. I could still see the morning stars, you know. Just daylight just breaking. We'd be fishing between them lakes up there.
When you grew up, you spoke Aleutic or Sukhpyak mostly, right?
Mostly Sukhpyak, yeah, I was talking Aleutic. I know my dad speaks Russian, but my mom speaks Sukhpyak. And I think I picked it all from mom there, not from dad, just a little bit in Russian.